Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Today's Issues. Welcome back, I should say, to the radio program Today's Issues. Tim with Fred, and now Steve Paisley-Giordo joins us. Good morning, Brother Steve.
Good morning. It could be that someone's just now tuning in which case, welcome.
Yes, that's right.
Could be. You never know.
You never know.
Where have you been the last hour? That's what I want to know.
Well, thank you for listening to American Family Radio, wherever you may be joining us from. And have a good weekend, did you? Yeah.
We're with my mother-in-law, who lost her husband earlier. And so she's staying with us on the weekend, staying with her other daughter on the week. And so whatever we do, we do it with her. And she's just a wonderful, such a wonderful lady.
Every man can say that about their mother-in-law.
Right? My wife might be listening. No, but it's true. It's true.
I'm just kidding.
A joy to have her on.
Mother-in-law jokes, right?
This weekend was Decoration Day at the family church in Western Alabama.
Okay.
You know what Decoration Day is? It's where they go and they put flowers on the graves of family members that have been long deceased. Hmm. They have a barbecue. It used to be a whole thing. The church would get together and have a sing, and then they'd go out. Now it's just, you know, it's like five or six families get together, have a little picnic on the lawn of the church, and then go place the flowers and everything.
I had this question last Friday.
Yeah.
On trivia.
Yes. I think I remember.
What's the difference between a cemetery and a graveyard?
Oh, no, I didn't hear
that. You know the difference?
No.
Do you, Fred? So a cemetery is, a graveyard is attached to a church.
Oh.
Oh.
I say attached. Adjacent to. Owned by the church, because people who go into that church who've deceased buried there.
Oh.
Over time. But a cemetery is a standalone burial site.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't know that either until I found that out for the show.
Can't get too much of learning university.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Good point, Steve.
That's good stuff.
Very well said.
I've never heard of that.
The difference
between the two,
a graveyard and a cemetery.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So, what's your first story, Steve?
Well, I want to build off what's going on in Los Angeles, you guys have been talking about just horrific riots going on.
You mean even now, right now?
No, it's early yet. It's 9 o'clock. I don't think anything's popped up, but
the rioters haven't got up yet?
Probably not.
It's California.
I know. They got to have their coffee.
There doesn't look to be a whole lot of stopping it this day. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because I don't know if you know, but President Trump is planning a military parade on June 14th, which is this Saturday, I believe, or a week from. It's Saturday. Mm-hmm. And there's a bunch of activist groups, more than 100 of them, getting together to organize what they're calling a No Kings event. And they claim, and they have a map out that shows more than 1,000 protests, actually 1,500 cities across all 50 states. The organizers say they'll get millions, probably won't get that many. But my concern is that the protests, that the violence, the Antifa violence, kind of melds over into this nationwide city protest thing. And so I'm just putting that out there. I'm not wishing for it. I'm just, for what it's worth,
why?
I'm a little worried.
I did not know. I'm sorry. I don't know how I missed this story.
Mm-hmm.
So President Trump is having a military parade?
A military parade where army equipment, et cetera, et cetera.
That's what they do in communist countries.
I was going to say, you've seen it in other countries. I was going to say that, though.
They've had to do a lot of work in D.C. for this. A lot of work,
but
like for tanks rolling down streets and that sort of thing.
What?
Yeah,
we're gonna have tanks rolling down the streets in D.C.
They were in a parade.
They were shipped a couple of weeks ago from various places in the country.
Did you know about this?
Oh yeah.
How long you known about this? Are you going to attend?
No.
We'll be busy.
It's been out there.
Okay, so it's Flag Day.
Yes.
On Saturday, June the 14th. Mm-hmm. Flag Day, this is Trump talking. On Saturday, June the 14th, which is Flag Day, we're honoring the 250th anniversary of the greatest fighting force in history, the United States Army. Oh, it's just the Army?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
It's the 250th anniversary of the Army.
We will celebrate with a spectacular military parade in Washington, D.C. Okay, that makes sense. I mean,
But there will be tanks. And here's the thing. You have, 500 soldiers and pieces of military equipment marching in Washington, D.C., and you have a whole bunch of Antifa activists gathering to protest it?
I'm more worried about tearing up the roads.
They laid down some metal or something where the tracks of the tanks will be. So they're prepared for this.
All right. But you understand what I'm saying about in most of the time you see military parades in communist or dictator run countries. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't advise Trump to do that because it looks bad. That's me talking. But I can understand if it's a celebration of the 250th birthday of the United States Army.
Yes.
So that's different. And it's Flag Day. But if you want to have a celebration of the Army over the 250th anniversary, then that's different than just having a, arbitrarily called military parade to make the commander-in-chief look good or something.
Tomorrow the president is going to Fort Bragg, all part of this 250th anniversary of the Army. So he'll be going to Fort Bragg tomorrow, give a speech. And
is it still called Fort Bragg?
It sure is. Trump changed it back the first month or so of his latest presidency.
Now, Trump said about the parade, the military parade, again, when is that coming up?
Saturday.
I think it's going to be better and bigger. You don't ever hear Trump say this. Oh, this is unusual language for him.
It's going to be huge, Tim.
But he said, I think it's going to be better and bigger than any parade we've ever had in this country.
There you go.
It's going to be something very, very special. I don't think we've ever done one quite like this. So get ready, people. Mm-hmm. Saturday, the better and bigger than any parade in the history of our country is going to be happening.
I'm going to ask Brent to post this map. And Brent, you could probably Google riot map or protest map.
Excuse me. What you're warning against as it relates to this parade.
There's
protest around the country in response to this? Is that what you're
saying? Parade, but if they're still rioting in L.A. on Saturday, which could be, or if they decide to renew it, there are a lot of people who are saying this is going to be a...
I don't think this is going to happen, but we'll wait and see. This parade map, protest map you gave me?
Yeah.
I don't think in Cheyenne, Wyoming, they're going to be protesting Trump's military.
They got a protest organized here, Tupelo.
Yeah. We'll see how many people show up.
That's right.
I'm hoping you're right.
Yes.
All right. Next story, Steve.
All right. Our favorite climate activist from Sweden is in the news again. How dare she be absent from our public spotlight for so long?
He's been practicing, hadn't he, Fred?
Been waiting to do this.
Who might be Steve be imitating?
Greta Thunberg.
Okay.
Greta Thunberg is strangely not doing climate activism now. She's doing pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas stuff now. So, Israeli forces on Monday detained a boat that was sailing to Gaza, and Israeli Defense Force, the boat was named the Madeline, and it says that using an international civilian communication system, the Israeli Navy instructed what they're calling the selfie yacht, because everybody down there is taking selfies, to change its course due to its approach toward a restricted area. Now, they say they're doing this to protest the fact that Israel is occupying it and that there's no aid being delivered. They're delivering aid. Patently false. But I want you to hear what Ms. Greta Thunberg is saying now that she has been stopped by the Israeli IDF, Cut 11.
My name is Greta Thunberg and I am from Sweden. If you see this video, we have been intercepted and kidnapped in international waters by the Israeli occupational forces or forces that support Israel. I urge all my friends, family and comrades to put pressure on the Swedish government to release me and the others as soon as possible.
She's been kidnapped, Fred.
She's been kidnapped. And, I tell you, it's really interesting. By the way, they're telling people they're delivering aid. The Israelis said they may have had half a truckload of food on that ship for people in Gaza.
It's not a big ship. And Israel's been delivering tons and tons and tons a day.
Yes. The Israeli army says, quoted at least in stories this morning, is saying what they want to do with Greta and her 20 friends is sit them down in a theater and make them watch what Hamas did on October 7th, 2023 to those 1,200 Israelis who they massacred, men, women, and children, and they took 250 hostages.
We can't even tell you half the things they did.
That's right.
It's too graphic.
So absolutely horrible. And so they want to expose Greta Thunberg and her friends to that. This is just nonsense. It's nothing but public relations. She hasn't been kidnapped. Those waters, Israel has cordoned off because they don't want anybody going in and delivering arms to the Hamas terrorists. So this is just theater. That's all it is.
It's exactly what it is.
Next story.
All right. One of the reporters at ABC News, I think he heard he had maybe been imbibing just a little bit and had a late night tweet, a couple of them, and he tore into Stephen Miller. This is Terry Moran, who is, you guys might know, is a political correspondent at ABC, and he was tweeting, and this is what he tweeted. He said, Stephen Miller, which is an advisor to the president, he's really one of the most articulate defenders of the president's policies. So Moran tweeted out, Miller is a man who is richly endowed with a capacity for hatred. He's a world-class hater. You can just see this just by looking at him because you can see that his hatreds are his spiritual nourishment. He eats hate. Trump is a world-class hater, but his hatred is only a means to an end, and that end is his own glorification. That's his spiritual nourishment. Well, ABC said, no, this does not reflect us, and you should stop tweeting, and you're suspended.
What's the fella's name?
Terry Moran.
He's been around a while.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've seen his reports of probably a decade or more. So.
Going back.
So he's a veteran ABC News guy.
So this morning on Fox, Dana Perino said that when she was White House correspondent for George W. Bush, he was the White House correspondent back then.
Yeah.
So ABC, which is, by the way, owned by Disney, has suspended him?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm kind of surprised, but he just decided to go unleashed in his criticism of Stephen Miller. Again, President Trump's one of his top aides, and then Trump himself. You know, is it a wonder these news agencies have lost their credibility with the American people?
Yep.
Some of these mainstream news, they're not mainstream anymore. People aren't watching them like they used to. And obviously, some of that can be attributed to the rise of the internet and social media. You know, taking where people are getting their news more than they are, if they're getting news at all. A lot of Americans are ignorant of everything but TikTok.
Yep.
These news agencies of just like CNN and the Washington Post and the New York Times, they're just going so far left, and many of them have Trump derangement syndrome, like this fella does, that they can't even be objective at all anymore in their commentary.
If
you felt like this, you wouldn't say it like that if you're a newsman.
If you're a newsman.
Yeah.
But this doesn't surprise me at all. When you read, when you view the way they cover the Trump White House, they hate Donald Trump. they hate the policies of conservative government.
Right.
That's the bottom line in all of this. They have become nothing more than lapdogs for the Democratic Party. That's the bottom line in all of this. Caroline Leavitt, by the way, responded to this Moran story, cut number 9.
This is unacceptable and unhinged rhetoric coming from someone who works at a major television network. But I think this speaks to the distrust that the American public have in the legacy media. And it's why in the White House press shop and in President Trump's White House, we have made so many significant and much needed changes to press access and transparency at the White House.
Yeah, they're not going to allow the mainstream media to control the message anymore. By the way, President Trump, if you view, you know, when he does these live events at the White House, he'll take questions from anybody, but he's not afraid to call them out right on the spot, whether it's CNN, ABC, NBC. He'll look right at the reporter, live television.
Right.
You are a terrible reporter, and you work for a terrible news agency.
Yes. The worst.
All right. So you're listening to Today's Issues, but ABC News, They've lost a lot of folks, as have all the mainstream news media.
Yes.
Because of the reasons you mentioned, Fred.
But, you know, it's costing. Here's what I don't understand. It's costing them money.
Yeah.
They're losing viewers. Right. They're losing readers if it's a newspaper. And when you lose audience,
right,
you cannot charge as much for your commercials.
Right. I know.
It doesn't make sense.
It's like self-defeating.
Yes.
You know. All right, next story, Steve.
All right, we keep documenting the disarray within the Democrat Party, and it goes all the way to the top, at least to the Democrat Party or infrastructure. You remember that the DNC, the Democrat National Committee, which is the organization responsible for fundraising and setting priorities for elections, getting candidates and funding them, they elected two co-presidents. One was a guy named Ken Martin, and the other was a guy, well, he's actually the vice chair, David Hogg. If you remember that name, David Hogg is a anti-gun activist who was on campus at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting, and it kind of sent him off on this path of no guns. And since then, he's branched out to just about everything radical and liberal he's embracing. So he's kind of the squad that's not in Congress, but he's in the DNC. Anyway, he has been promising to raise money to run against incumbent Democrats who he doesn't think are left-wing enough. This is the DNC that is going to, the co-chair of the DNC that wants to raise money to unseat Democrats because he doesn't think that they're left-leaning enough. Well, we're getting a little peek inside the drama. Someone got a copy of a Zoom call, some kind of online conference that they were having. And Ken Martin, who is the other chairman, David Hogg was on the call, but you won't hear him in this particular cut. But this is the disarray that's going on within the DNC, cut 12.
I'm just quite frustrated to be in this position because what you've done, whether you like it or not, or know it or not, David, is I'm trying to, no one knows who I am, right? I'm trying to get my sea legs underneath of me and actually develop any amount of credibility so I can go out there and raise the money and do the job I need to put ourselves in a position to win. And again, I don't think you intended this, but you essentially destroyed any chance I have to show the leadership that I need to.
Who is that?
That is a gentleman named Ken Martin. He is the chairman of the DNC, the Democrat National Committee.
Feels so bad for him.
I know.
This is the great divide in the Democratic Party right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Between the
the liberals and the ultra-liberals.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
Or I would say between the whacked and the wackadoodles.
Yes. Yes.
They got serious problems, and I don't think the Republicans should try to help them.
No.
If you see your opponent digging a hole, don't
let them
take
dig.
The shovel away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the Democrats, their brand right now is in the toilet, so to speak. And now that may turn around. I mean, you have ebbs and flows, and, you know, we've seen people say, well, this party's over, it'll never recover, and then they recover, and then the other party goes down. So, you know, the American people are fickle today when it comes to Republicans and Democrats, seems like.
But the radical left in the Democratic Party right now, it's like David Hogg.
It's hurting them.
It's AOC. AOC ain't going to shut up anytime soon. She's just going to go out there.
Right.
She and her friends, they are out there, and they are as radical left as possible. They honestly believe that they will take over control of the Democratic Party. They believe that their brand of politics is able to defeat the Republicans right now.
Go
ahead.
The people like her, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the people on the far left in the Democrat Party, if there's any lifeblood or energy in the party, they're the ones, that's where it is.
Yes.
And that's what, they view the establishment of the Democrat Party like people who are real conservatives view the establishment of the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
Don't trust them. And would rather have people who are truly committed to the cause rather than people who are paying lip service to it.
Yep.
See what I'm saying?
Yep.
So that's what's going on with the Democrat Party right now. They're trying to figure out who is in charge, because the old guard, the establishment, they are they see the causes that the far left represents as causes that are not acceptable to the American people and to the American voters, and it's going to cause them to lose elections. I'm just saying I say, if you flip that over to the Republican Party, that fight's also been going on for decades between people who really are conservatives and people who are just Republican, as they call them, rhinos in name only. So
it seems on the Republican side, the big issue, though, is money. Is going to cut taxes, cut spending, et cetera, et cetera. On the Democrat side, it's this worldview. I mean, the radical left is all in, for instance, on biological males playing in female sports.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even though the poll from AP.
And the mainstream Democrats know that that's a loser.
That's right.
For them.
That's right.
That's the same problem they also have with Israel.
Yeah.
The far left, they're against Israel.
Mm-hmm.
But the mainstream Democrats, there's a lot of Jews.
Yes.
Who make up. Chuck Schumer is a Jew.
Yes.
And he's the leader of the Democrats in the Senate. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of, you know what I'm saying? There's some tension there.
Yeah.
Definitely. On that side. Well, we're just about out of time. Steve, tell our listeners, if they want to get the daily news brief from you and Fred and the team, how do they do that?
Go to afn.net. You can sign up, and we will send you a daily news brief written and compiled by Jody and Billy and our.
Hey, who doesn't want a news brief?
I know, right?
Compiled by Jody and Billy. Come on. Huh?
It's all you'll get from us, by the way. We're not sending your emails out to anybody else. All the stories we talk about here on this show, plus more.
Jody and Billy and the boys. Why am I hearing that song? Is that Willie Nelson? Who is that?
It would be Willie, yeah.
All right, thank you.
My pleasure.
Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, have a great day, everybody. We'll see you back here tomorrow.